From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Church bells rang in downtown Orlando. Patrons at nightclubs paused for a moment at 2 a.m. to commemorate the shooting deaths of 49 victims at the Pulse gay nightclub exactly a week ago. And at church services Sunday, residents remembered the victims of the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history.
I used to work at Pulse. So I take it as a blessing, and I felt like I needed to support the pride to share.
Well, there's also a large vigil planned for later Sunday in the heart of Orlando. On the presidential campaign trail, Donald Trump has doubled down on his approach since the worst mass shooting in modern American history on June 12th. At a rally Sunday, Trump suggested that the United States should seriously consider profiling Muslims inside the country as a terrorism-fighting tool, the latest example of the Republican presidential nominee in waiting, increasingly backing positions that could single out a group based on their religion.
We are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
His increasing embrace of those policies could isolate Muslims in America, and it's extraordinary for a candidate assured of his party's presidential nomination. His proposals have been roundly dismissed and criticized by many Republican leaders, including House Speaker Paul Ryan. Americans are strikingly divided over whether to single out Muslim communities as part of a plan to fight terrorism, according to an Associated Press poll. This is VOA. Again, there was a church ceremony today, Sunday, for residents to remember the victims of the worst mass shooting in history of the U.S. and a wildfire. Gay pride, people in wheelchairs walking on stilts and riding rainbow-decorated motorcycles turned out for gay pride events over the weekend. Some carried signs that read, "We stand with Orlando." Many carried posters of the names or faces of the victims who died in last weekend's attack on a gay nightclub in Florida. And in churches, people prayed.
I want to also ask all Arizonans to be vigilant this summer during fire season. We're in a very dangerous situation. The folks up here are doing a terrific job in the toughest of circumstances.
Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona visited the site of White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation on Sunday in Arizona. A large wildfire there known as the Cedar Fire, as of this morning, was about 40% contained. Currently, the town of Forestdale is under mandatory evacuation. Friends and family are gathering in New Jersey to remember the voice singer Christina Grimmie. The 22-year-old was shot to death last week as she signed autographs after a show at the Plaza Live in Orlando, Florida. The killing happened the Friday before the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Her family has also now released a video tribute highlighting her short career. The shooter's motive is still unclear. The Vietnamese community in Southern California is hosting the Dalai Lama as the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader dedicates a major Buddhist temple in an immigrant neighborhood known as Little Saigon. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
Religious teaching and the grand opening of the Diu Nu Temple drew thousands of Vietnamese immigrants, Buddhists, and others who support the Dalai Lama. Many came to hear the Dalai Lama's teaching on compassion.
Well, I've loved, you know, Dalai Lama. I think that he's such a wise man, and he represents such great, you know, knowledge and everything that I've always wanted.
This temple was started in a house in 2008 by Vietnamese who had left their native land to seek religious freedom in the United States. Vietnamese Americans say the Dalai Lama brought a moving religious message and drew attention to an important Buddhist community and its imposing new temple.
I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Yes, that would be nice.